now. It's your Daily Dose of Kindness, brought to you by Spring Free Trampoline. In July of 2017, I shared the story of Cindy Meyer, a sister of one of our sales account executives here at Cairo Radio. Cindy, at the time, was in kidney failure, hoping to avoid dialysis through a kidney transplant.
It's gonna take a lot, but it's going to happen, and I just have to keep that attitude all the time.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. And this past July, a year after our initial story, Cindy did have to go on at-home dialysis. And we spoke by phone about her current health.
My filtration for my kidneys went down to 9%. And so at that time, we decided to go ahead and do the surgery to put the catheter into my stomach. And I've been doing dialysis ever since.
She spends about 8 hours every night hooked up to this dialysis machine. She has to in order to stay alive. And as a reminder, it's really hard to find a kidney donor for Cindy. She's not only O blood type, but she also has a rare blood sensitivity that would cause her body to reject most donations. Only about 1% of the population would be a match for her. Undeterred, her family recently decided to invoke the power of Coug Nation. She was at her sister's house a few weeks back, hooking up to dialysis, and took a portable TV with her so she wouldn't miss the Cougars game. And they wanted to show in the pictures how dedicated she is, not only to her health, but also to the Cougs. So they posted those pictures to the Die Hard Cougs Facebook fan group.
It went crazy. Viral. We had over 650 likes to the page. We had 116 comments. And I've had over 20 amazing Cougs supporting Cougs reaching out and wanting to test for me.
Leave it to the rabid fan base of Washington State University. Now Cindy has even more potential donors on her list to test. And I spoke to some of them. Autumn Lamb is all the way in Ohio. She's not even a Coug, but her friend is.
The friend of mine that posted it, we were friends since elementary school, and I just completely trust her and know that she wouldn't share something if it wasn't legit.
Plus, she's O blood type. I asked her how one decides to possibly give up a kidney to a stranger.
Because she does have such a high percentage rate of potential rejection from her body. To me, that seems like a faith thing that if I am supposed to be that donor for her, then all of those details would work out.
Then there's Julianne Chandler in Portland. This was the second time, actually, she's come across Cindy's story on Facebook.
Well, the first time I saw it, I had just had a baby, and I knew I was O blood type, but, I just had a baby, so everything was scrambled. But then I saw it this time, and I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. And so I figured my husband and I are both O blood type, so I sent a message and just kind of figured I'd see where it went.
If you missed that, Julianne and her husband are going to test for Sydney. For her, giving a kidney is as easy as the give a penny, take a penny expression.
Yeah, it doesn't worry me at all. I just hope that there's a match somewhere, and if it happens to be me, I would gladly give something, you know? If it was my child, I would hope somebody would step up and help. So I don't have any fear about it. Just kind of do what you got to do.
That is apparently the power of being a Washington State Cougar. Cindy says despite the hard year and a half since we last spoke, she's not losing hope.
It's a numbers game for me, so the more people that test, I know the closer I am to finding that donor. But it just goes to show you that we Cougs stick together. I never thought I would get any kind of a response like this, but it's been absolutely incredible.
Cindy says her insurance covers the cost of testing for you. If you're interested in trying, email the show through the inbox at mynorthwest.com. I can get you Cindy's phone number. She says, just call me. And as a reminder from my story in 2017, I know three people who have done this, and you can live a normal, healthy life after donating. So if you feel compelled, let the show know. I'll give you her contact information.
Still, that is a remarkable donation.
Yeah.